Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Once again, unto the breach, we cover another reality piece of garbage that no one else will do. Yo, this is reality, guys. This is the ultimatum.
The ultimatum.
Something move on, marry or move on. Is that their slogan?
You know what? That's like the sub-slogan.
Put up
of
the show. Or shut up?
The ultimatum, marry or move on. This first episode.
Remember, you either have to marry or, as they say on Love is Blind, leave one another forever.
Forever.
Which I fucking hate.
Yes.
Why can't you just say, you know what? We're not ready right now. I've been convinced by this experiment. That's not an option.
Maybe they will.
But I'm saying that's not the premise of the show.
I'm trying to look at what's the name of this first episode.
The Split.
Yes, there it is.
The Spread Eagle.
Spread it, because the other, because they're all called the something.
I caught him doing the number 52, the spread eagle. And then he read it to my knife. He read it to my knife 10 times. I still say, I was telling a bunch of high school girls how to do that.
That's the last time I saw it was at a high school.
How to do that. Wait.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be at a high school. You shouldn't do Chicago at a high school.
No, I saw it at Palisades High, Pali High. Charter school. In the
Why were they doing Chicago? So murder is fine.
They did the show as written. And they all danced the Cell Block Tango. And
like sluts?
All of them were bikinis with mesh covering over them.
Wow.
High school girls wearing a swimsuit top, swimsuit bottom.
Because theater is all about empowerment.
They were all
women.
Dancing.
But I had to tell a lot of these younger girls how to do it. I'm like, haven't you ever seen a drag queen? I'm like, no, you pause here. Not chewing, popping. I'm like, no, that's not how it's done. It's not chewing, popping.
That blew somebody's ears out.
Sorry.
Where were you doing that at?
I don't know.
Probably like some, because in California,
yeah,
they all know drag queens and gay people. There's drag queens in their school. It's Pali High. They have drag day.
We need to move on. We have more important fish to fry. And that is this awful Netflix spinoff of Love is Blind.
You say awful, meaning you don't like it?
I'm on the fence. Here's what I want to say about it. I have a lot of confusion. I also think about what the premise could have been if you had a bunch of women in their 30s.
Yes.
Who had been with the same man for 8 years.
So the thing, yes.
These are all people in their 20s, y'all. Like my one guy is 30.
Like my old manager at Sephora.
Yes.
I talked about her in a live show.
Now that's stakes. You get Carrie from St. Louis, who's 38 and been with her husband since she's been married before, by the way. And all she wants is to have another kid before she's 42.
Yeah.
And
like Britney.
Yeah.
Britney Spears is
but
pregnant.
20,
now.
There are no stakes. That's my big issue.
I wrote no stakes. And also, I wrote this show actually, I think, should be just called This Fuckery. Because it's just fuckery. And what I think actually the main
point. It is fuckery. You're correct.
The main point of this show, and I call it fuckery because this show is not deciding if you want to be married to the person you came with. This show is about, the producer said, what would it be like for other couples to see their better half date someone 100%. In front of their face?
And
that's what this show's
that's
about.
That's the brutality here, is that they have to watch each other date other people.
Yes. Because have you watched episode 2 yet?
Not yet.
I haven't. It's brutal to watch. It's brutal to watch.
This is messy, and I'm enjoying the...
Alexis isn't happy.
I could have told you that. I could have told you she was the villain from the first take.
But boy, that is what is... I could never be on this show.
She had, she's had a lot of work done for 25, right? Or has she? Or does her face just look that way?
I think maybe it's just her look. I think she wears too much makeup.
Yeah.
It's too heavy. It ages her.
There was just something in her nose that looked like at 25.
I think she maybe contours her nose
maybe
too much.
Maybe that's it.
Because I think she's a pretty woman. I think she just, it's too much.
It looks like things have been done to it. Maybe
I'm
it's
sure
through
she's
makeup.
I probably had fillers or Botox.
But it's more than fillers, it feels like. Even maybe. Like, look at the jaw.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I usually don't look at her a lot because I think a lot of it is maybe just her expression. Because she usually looks like she's sucking on a lemon drop.
Yeah, and she's...
A sour one at that.
Y'all, she's said pretty awful things. So we're going to talk about that. I think that she's not meant to be likable. I'd go out on a limb and say her and possibly April aren't meant to be really that likable.
Probably not. But seriously, though, could you be on this show?
No, because I don't know, maybe. I don't think this show is ready for people who have any type of charisma. I think all the drama is going to come from the situations.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least Love is Blind, we have... people who were, maybe I'm on the first episode, but there was I don't feel like anyone besides Jake, who I think is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel a lot of spark from anybody else. I don't sense reality star. Maybe Ray, mm-hmm. because she's crazy.
I think Shanique is a reality star.
Then we did not see that in the first episode.
But yeah, you'll see that in
the second. You don't see it. Okay.
But I agree with that. It was Jake. It's just really hard that it is, you don't mean to be patronizing, but to listen to these people as someone in your 40s.
I do.
But to be in your 40s and listen to these people saying, you know.
I hope when I'm 50, when I'm almost dead.
And like with April saying, and if it doesn't work out, then I'll just have to try again. I'm like, yeah, that's called when you leave college. You break up with someone, and then you start up. Like,
imagine,
y'all have plenty of your life.
Imagine what would happen if you had given an ultimatum when you were 23 to the person you were with, and you think, holy fuck.
I think that's the biggest problem with the show. I would love to see them do this show again. But with people in their 30s.
Amen.
The youngest would be 30, 31. Like, let's see people in their 30s trying to figure this out that are stressed.
Give me
out.
Carrie from St. Louis, who is 38.
Even all late 20s. But we literally have people that are 23,
I know.
24, 25.
The oldest is 30, and it's the guy. Is it Hunter or The one of the guys who looks like the brawny man.
Hunter.
There's Hunter 30. And then Nate. They look alike to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nate is 30.
That's who it is.
Hunter is...
Hunter's with Alexis. Poor Hunter.
But he talks about how he loves her. And I'm trying to figure out how old Hunter is.
I'm not sure. I think Nate was I clocked Nate as the oldest at 30, I believe.
Yes, he is the oldest.
But everyone else is in their 20s, you guys. So I think that is my biggest problem. Now, that being said, this is juicy and was actually a fun watch. I think the show is quite messy because I think the premise doesn't hold water like Love is Blind does. Maybe you can answer this. What does the show say? We know that you're right. The producer's like, we're going to fuck with y'all.
Fuckery.
So what does the show say this is supposed to do?
I think what Vanessa of the Lachey says is that
to date one more person before you decide.
This show teaches you if the person you're with now is the one for you or not.
And how does it do that?
I mean, that's what they're saying.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. So, explain to me the premise of the show. Sell this show to me as a network.
And Vanessa and Nick use themselves as an example in that.
And I don't think this is a common experience. So.
I know one person that's happened to.
Right.
I don't think
it's
common.
But not everyone does a relationship rumspringa.
But yeah, some people go on a break and then they date other people and they date this other person and they go, it makes them realize that they were just kind of having grass is greener syndrome instead of really loving the person they're with. And I think that's what this show thinks that this experiment is. This experiment is to experiment with someone else to see. And if there's any part of you that really gets invested in that other person, then that means you're not ready to marry. Because I think what you probably have a problem with is this show relies on the definition that there's one person for you.
Yes!
So there's that's not, I don't think,
it
real.
It also relies...
Unless you're Lauren, who doesn't think there's one person for you. Or no, Madeline.
Oh, wow. I need to know more about her background because fuck.
Yeah.
I also don't think he's a prize. Colby, I think he's a salesman. I think both of them need to run from one another.
Wait a minute.
He's hot though. Boy,
okay,
Colby's hot.
You would let Colby fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Now, I think he's probably deep down an asshole. I just have a feeling. Not as hot as Jake though. Jake is hot. Biggest dick on the show.
Jake is hot. I mean, they're all beautiful. I think
Randall's really hot.
He's really gorgeous.
Not a big penis, though.
I would say that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
Zay. Pretty has a... See, I think he's attractive. He has zero personality. Maybe you see it in episode two.
You do see it in episode two more.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of... Again, y'all, if you're watching this show and you're like, I watched the first episode, I don't like it, give it till the second episode.
Okay.
That's honestly why I watched both of them. That's because I had time to, and we don't have a lot of time.
I'm into it. I would watch the rest of the series.
The first one, I wasn't. I was kind of like, I watched the first episode, and I was like, I felt this show doesn't know what it is, or it's trying to do, it's lofty goals, but it really isn't at all. And then when I watched the second episode, I went, okay, no. They know what it is.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
See, I would still agree that because they're saying things like, but if you date the other person, maybe you'll leave with them. My question is, what does that say? If you do meet someone.
Well, they noticed they had a formula. Everyone has been dating about two and a half years.
Okay.
Nobody on the show has been together for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has this time commitment. Because 2 years is a long time to date
someone. Two and a half years. A lot of them are.
But it's really not.
I agree.
It's really not. And so I think they purposely picked that window because I bet you, I don't know how they figured out.
I don't learn someone's last name until 6 months.
Exactly. I think that's a sweet spot for them. It's long enough to feel like you've invested time with someone, but not too long that you won't start over.
I felt seen in Summer House. We won't talk about it now, but when Maya and Lindsay were talking, and Maya and Lindsay, Maya to Lindsay, she's like, you don't even have his number saved. And Lindsay's like, no. And she's like, you do. She's like, oh, yeah, I've saved his number and his name. She's like, oh, I don't do that for a while.
I don't do that for a while.
And that just tells you, yo, I'm the same. I don't save someone's number until they're saved in my in my consciousness.
He still texts me and says, who's texting me? It's really annoying.
You're still,
every time I have to say, hey, Jake, this is Matt.
You're still 310-727-1895 to me.
1-895. That's all I am.
You're just a number.
Just a number.
Who is this? New phone.
New phone. Who dis?
But so the premise, if you don't watch the show, which I don't know, I think you could probably not watch this show and listen to us talk about it. I would give this two episodes and to see,
yeah,
if you're in
that's
it.
What I did. You were in it the first one. I was not. And so,
well, the thing about me is,
but I was stuck on a plane with nothing else to do, so I watched the second episode.
You guys know me if you've been listening to this for a while. I hate everything unless it's stuff like the Gilded Age. And
but we've had, apparently it gets even, because y'all, we're behind in this. This show dropped last week. I think the finale and the reunion dropped this week.
Oh, really? We're that behind.
We're that behind. So, and
we've
y'all,
been on tour, y'all.
We're just going to be behind because we're on tour right now. So you're going to get it all. So try not to message us any spoilers because we like to.
Don't fucking spoil us.
Because we try to see. But we have gotten a lot of messages that are people saying, holy shit, this show's a trash heap. It's so good.
I'm into it.
So, but I'm excited for when they start what I'm imagining. Starting to happen at the end is, because they haven't been that long together, what this show is for me is, to this show is about, ironically, taking out, for me, I feel like it's not about real love.
Yeah.
It's not about living with someone day to day. This is about idealized love.
That is, that's a point I'm going to make as well.
And meaning that, oh, this person, you don't like them, or you don't like what they say about this. They don't compromise them this way. So there's that fairy tale love out there.
Like April, who's 23.
Yes. And y'all, you, in the new relationship, in a new relationship, the first 2 months with someone, that's the fairy tale.
Yeah.
That's when everything goes great. That's when you feel
like... Then why have I ended mine so quickly?
Well, you're the villain of the fairy tale. But you,
that's true.
You turn into a dragon by the third date. But no.
Take your soul.
But the show is banking on that. And that's, again, I think, why they picked younger people.
Yeah.
Because by the time you get in your 30s,
you're through
you
with
say,
all of it.
You know the Notebook isn't real.
Yeah.
But these people are all thinking they're going to live with someone for 3 weeks and go, wait a minute, this was so great. And that, and I think some of them will jump ship and actually.
I am banking on
it. And be with other, because they're going to fall into this. It's the same thing of all the time we hear, oh, they were married for 21 years and then he cheated on her. And now, and guess what? Most of the time, he or she that ends up cheating and going to a new hot and heavy relationship doesn't work out.
Yeah.
The odds of that relationship, because that relationship was built on fantasy.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Just the idea, the premise of the show where one partner decides to give the other an ultimatum. In other words, we've been together for 2 years. I want to get married now, right now, mm-hmm. or there. And it's interesting because... And I find that these are this response is we get married or is defined on gender lines, and I think this was correct. Maybe you can correct me, but the women say we need to get married now, or I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. And the men say, we need to get married now, or I'm going to find someone else. That a lot of the women are using this to threaten the men. And the men are saying, I need to move on with the process that someone else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, I'm going through my head. And kind
me
of
too. I did not want to,
because Nate gave the ultimatum,
right?
And but he, because he wants to have kids,
right? He was the one I noticed who Nate said, I need to know now.
Colby gave an ultimatum too,
yes.
Right? And Colby's was he wanted to get married.
Yes, and he says I'm ready even now if I find someone now.
I mean, I'm not. That's great information. I'm not surprised by that at all.
But I'm saying it's interesting where the women are saying almost I'm leaving to punish you.
Well, and I think it's, but it also, yes. And it speaks to that. We live in a culture where women are taught.
You need to trap
a good guy and you hang on to that guy because there's not good men out there.
Because men don't want to get married. So you got to trap them.
And
ladies.
Men are taught. There's a plethora of fish in the sea, and you can find any woman.
Right,
woman
but I'm
you
saying
want.
It's. I'm not so, acting like it's a big revelation I'm having.
No,
I'm
no, saying, but it is. It. I think it's a good indicator of seeing that
right.
in action. It is. It's there is this thing too where women are taught that's how you get a man to marry you. You threaten him to marry.
Threaten
you.
To.
I mean,
marry
women
him
joke
or leave.
About it when they. Oh, well, I told him this or that. And they're like, oh, yeah, me too. And then, but also, that happens a lot because a lot of men are really fucking emotionally immature
right.
and are told, don't settle down, don't settle down. And for them to actually want to settle down, that's why, you know, there's going to be someone is going to latch on to Nate because there's not a lot of guys out there that say, oh, I want to have kids, I want to get married. Oh, wait, yes, there are guys that say that are 30, like Nate, not that are 23.
Right.
If Randall told me, I want to get married and have kids right now, I would say, something's wrong with you. You are 24.
Is Randall 24?
He's young.
Or I thought he was 26.
He looks 19.
Yeah. Also, y'all, there's a lot of ink on these people. I don't know when, and like, not like tattoos. We're talking full body ink.
I'm into it.
Like, Randall has full body superhero, and then Lauren, who has a lot of arm stuff.
Yeah, Zay has tattoos as well.
So.
I'm fine with it.
So.
Would you get a tattoo?
I would get tattoos. I wouldn't get as much as they
both have.
Would
you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley, as Paige says?
Oh, God. I'm just not, we're talking about Summer House. I feel like she's checked out of this season. I feel like she and Sierra have checked out of this season in this episode.
I'm going to be honest. Paige just said Andrea has the biggest dick she's been with.
And that's all you could think of?
And y'all.
I could agree with it.
Hasn't she been with Carl?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
For a second, that burst my bubble.
I don't think they ever had sex.
Okay. Oh, I'm bleeding. I have a little spot on my head. I'm bleeding in our show, but I'm going to carry on.
Well, you shouldn't be scratching your fucking face.
You can't tell me about that. You scratch your eyes all the time, but you're right.
Let's get into this.
Let's
talk about couples.
Okay.
First, we have Hunter and Alexis. God, these names. I feel like they're right out of a soap opera.
It's true. They've been dating 2 years, and shocker, Alexis gave him the ultimatum, get engaged or
an
break
ultimatum.
Up. And they try to have different, they have different scenarios. Alexis and Hunter are the typical of what we think.
Yeah.
That's why they have them first, because she's like, I know him. Almost all of them talk with vocal fry. Except for like Shanique, who else? There's some, but Madeline.
April talks high.
Madeline was a cheerleader, y'all, and she talks husky now.
Madeline looks like she just left a frat party.
Oh, yes, she does. She does for sure. But so Alexa told him getting it. They're using these horrible metal goblets again, y'all. They're back. And
so, but let's keep talking about the couples.
Alexis is like, and I want what I want, And that's a ring.
Yeah, she's, I think she is the typical, like the kind of stereotype of what we would say a woman who is saying, you need to marry me now.
Yes. Yeah, yes, that, very much so.
That she's definitely that stereotype. I feel like they do have a lot of different types of people who want to get married for different reasons.
Yes. Yes.
That I think is interesting, at least. I was also happy to see it's not all women. I'm glad. That's because I was worried about that. We're just going to be women saying, I need to get married now.
No,
you need to get
not.
Married to me.
No, because Madeline Kobe, oh, we should say that Alexis and Hunter were dating for 2 years.
Yeah.
Madeline Kobe had been dating 1.5 years.
Colby, sorry.
Yes. And Colby said, I saw her and I knew she was the one. I just knew she was the
He's
one.
He's ready. She's not.
He says, I'm 100% in.
He's gorgeous, y'all. He is like pretty crinkly eyelashes.
Yeah, he's pretty. And she's, I mean, she's cute too. And she said, though, I don't believe that there's only one person out there for us.
This is a mismatch. I'm going to say this now. There's no way these two will leave. She is already looking at guys on the way in.
Oh, yeah.
And also, y'all, the way she talks about him, I don't really like him either. I think he's hot. I think he's an asshole. I think he's a salesman. He's already selling himself to all the other women. Mm-hmm. She has contempt for this guy. I don't know if you could hear her when she's talking about other people.
I have to look. I didn't see that, but I'll have to look when I watch.
She says, like, ugh, all it is Colby talking about himself. I'm like, do you have to talk that much?
Oh, she does say that, yeah.
Like, she's using it to get in digs, and a couple of the
Which
other people
kind of
are
April,
as well.
April does, too.
Oh, she's a piece of work, too.
Colby says, though, she walks out with someone, he's going to be crushed.
Yep.
Crushed.
But, and she even said, she's like, I'm not ready to get married. She's 24.
No.
No wonder you're not.
She's like, no, exactly. That, see, to me, it's just.
It's a no-brainer that you're not ready to get married
you're
at 24.
Right where you should be, Madeline. Right where you should be.
Are they in Atlanta? Again?
I don't know. I tried to figure out. We were just in Atlanta. It didn't look like it, but what do I know?
Everyone kind of sounds vaguely Southern to me.
They filmed a Marvel movie. They filmed Spider-Man in the hotel we stayed at in Atlanta.
Oh, that the place
with
where
the atrium where people jump off at
Suicide Alley?
Yes.
In my apartment building, ooh, no one can shut the fucking door.
I seen the wind. It whistles.
Okay, then we have Shanique and Randall. They've been together 2.5 years.
She's 24, he's 26.
And she...
You said 2.5 years? I put 1.5 years.
I wrote down 2.5.
I'll believe you.
Maybe it was someone else.
Who knows? It's all the same. 2 years, y'all.
I think if you're... You know you've been dating for a smaller amount of time when you're saying 2.5 years. Like
yeah.
2.75 stars.
Yeah, I don't say yeah. 7.5 years. Yeah.
So she called the ultimatum, and she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand how he keeps talking about him trying to get out of debt. And he says, she's a spender, and it makes me nervous.
Makes him nervous. And I will say, so she called the ultimatum, and she's kind of some, Alexis kind of does this, but yeah, I do see what you're saying. It's like weaponizing this.
Yes.
Ultimatum, because she says, he's too comfortable being in a relationship.
Yeah.
So this is going to scare him into taking him into the next step.
I feel like that's the worst reason to do this.
A lot of men and women, though, do that, though. It's a terrible reason to do it, though.
What? You mean?
I have girlfriends. I can think of 4 that each to get their husband to marry him said, either put a ring on it or I'm gone.
But that's what I'm saying. And so that's why I was saying earlier, men do that?
I'm just assuming. I don't want to. I'm hoping men do that. Or not hoping, but.
But this is what I'm saying. Men are not saying, get a ring or I'm gone. They're saying,
I'll find someone else.
Yes, which is very different. You might say it's semantic.
Maybe in the world, I don't know. But on the show, yeah.
You might say it's semantic, but it's not.
Sadly, I feel like this show is a mirror for what is happening in the real world,
yeah.
too.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Give me a ring or I'm gone, and give me a ring
or I'll
find someone else
yeah.
is are very, very different.
Yeah.
One is weaponizing,
yeah,
like you said, and threatening. And the other is, let me know now. It's still shitty. One says, let me know because I need this.
Yes.
It's one, at least, is trying to be communicative. Speaking of communication and not happening, I would say Shanique and Randall don't have that because neither one of them, she's like, I don't understand this thing of debt. So this, y'all, and he wants to be financially stable. And April also has a problem with that. And so you guys, remember when we talked about values and when you don't have someone who shares your values and you can't either, neither can appreciate the other's values. And maybe their partners are saying, I want to be more financially stable for a reason. But to me, why not take that for face value?
I was going to say, we had to take it for face value. Literally was about to say that. Because
right.
You don't know, because some people do use that as an excuse. I know it's like some people that, oh no, I just realized you drank a Diet Coke.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
There's some people that say, we're not ready to have kids. Or I remember even like getting the dog. I kept saying, I'm not ready to have a dog. I'm not ready to have a dog. And I went and looked.
And you weren't.
And I looked at a dog. And then she said, okay, well, it looks like a good match. We'll bring it tomorrow. And I went, wait, what, huh?
Yeah.
And then I got a dog and I was. And people have a baby and they are. So we don't have, I don't know fucking Randall's financial statements to
right.
know if this is, because I do think men especially, because it, again, what the show is gendered because it's going off of tropes
yep.
that we have.
It does kind of feel like we're in the 60s in a way.
But I will, it's getting better. And I will say, y'all, there are some truth to some of these tropes because we grow up hearing them and we don't realize how it kind of filters into our psyche
right.
and we kind of act upon them. Meaning, is Randall thinking, well, I'm the man. I need to be the breadwinner.
Right.
I need to make more money. Because I guarantee you, Shanique probably makes more money than him and he's not comfortable with that.
That's possible.
But he probably wouldn't say that.
Right.
He would just say, I want to be more financially. Be dead. Maybe that's what she means when she says, I don't understand that.
But that's what I'm saying. All this
we
could be.
We don't know. It's all speculative.
All this could be when they would talk about, what does money mean to you?
Yeah.
Sitting down and having a conversation about what you exactly feel, being super open and vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
you might not have to do this experiment. Sorry, that would ruin the fun of the show.
The fun of the show.
But anyway, later on, we're going to talk about the rest of the couples. But the Lacheys come in, y'all, and they said, so we dated for 5 years, and then I gave him an ultimatum. I never thought I'd be that kind of girl, but I did. Now, this is different because I believe he had been married before.
They both had, I
okay,
believe.
I don't know about her.
Well, no, she had not. I don't think she had.
But he had been married before. So it does make sense someone who had been married before would be more reticent. That does make sense to me. I can understand that. But she did say, I gave him an ultimatum. And she's like, I don't understand. We were already doing everything.
She was only married once.
Okay.
To him. I mean, that he was her first marriage.
Okay, got it. Sorry. So I feel like their situation is very different. Number one,
also five years
is much longer.
5 years is... Y'all, once you start hitting like, to me, I think once you start hitting like 3-4 years, that's a long relationship.
Yeah.
2 years.
That's why I don't think using theirs as an example. They're also both in entertainment and they probably met on fucking Raya.
Like, yes.
So
yes. I think if you've been dating longer than high school. Like longer than high school is,
yeah.
Then that's a long relationship.
Four years. But that's why I want to say that the premise of them saying this happened to us doesn't hold water for me. I don't think it's comparable.
They're trying to use it, but maybe I don't know. But we both could be off on this because you said that that for you in the relationships.
Y'all come at us if you did an ultimatum. I want to know.
But you said
worked.
For you that you take longer to get involved in a relationship.
Yeah.
Whereas I, y'all, once we break up, I break up. Like, I don't care.
So you could not do the ultimatum.
I don't care if you're God's gift. The Mar pride in me, if we break up, I will not get back together with you.
Ooh.
Whether I break up with you
or you
break up with me.
What if you broke up your relationship today? Would never get back?
No. Now, I would, my initial would say no. Now, we've been together for almost 8 years, so I would think about that. But it would be very, I feel like, no, I really am like, okay. Once we break up.
I get it.
We, like, I know you've, like, fucked and dated, like, exes. I've never done that. So I just want to say, though, I think that, obviously, you and I are both not the right candidates to even be on this show.
No, we're not.
But we, I do know a lot of people. Think about it. You know people in relationships who are like, what? They're back together again?
Oh, yeah. Back and forth.
One of my serial, good friends.
Serial breaker-uppers and getting back together.
Yeah, he just bought a house with a guy. This is like their third time to get back together. So that happens. And I think that happens to, I know a lot of people. But
to me, a lot of it shows to me by time number three that you haven't figured out how to talk to one another yet.
Yeah.
Maybe you should spend all your time figuring out communication, because the breaking up is a failure of communication. And the fact that you're getting back together means either it's probably codependent, but that's just me.
I think so. You know,
I know a lot of people I know who get back together like that. It's codependence.
I almost look differently on people that break up and then let's say. Now, I could see myself potentially doing something like this, like someone I dated, we stopped dating each other, and then it's 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
That's different to me because timing is everything in relationships, and you've grown as a person. But these people are those, what we're talking about, like they break up in March, and then in June they're back together again. You're the same person. You haven't grown that much.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's very romantic, I think, with 10 years.
Oh, God. But so it's anyway. True. That happens, though. Think about, there are probably people that you could
I think about it all the time.
But think, there are people that you, if you met them now, you probably would be in a relationship with them.
Yeah, 100%.
But y'all couldn't have done it.
Timing is everything.
Because you don't know who you are when you're in your 20s, but April's 23 and Jake's 20 fucking 5 and they've been dating 2 years.
Okay, so she gave him the ultimatum.
Mismatch.
Totally. This and Lauren and Nate are the two big mismatches for me.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah.
And Madeline and Colby. I think they're going to wind up being a mismatch.
I'd say them lesser, though, than the other two.
But yeah, they're on a different tier than April and Jake. So, y'all, April says, I don't want to be 50 or 65. I want to be 50 or 65 with you, like, so old we can't even think. Like, 50. Can you imagine what 50 is like? I mean, God.
April really is. She presents, and I'm not just saying this because they both had the same race, but she does remind me of what we met Natalie in Love is Blind in the first, where Natalie was like, remember, if you remember on Love is Blind before with Natalie and Shane.
Natalie was infinitely more interesting than this person.
But remember at first, Natalie.
Maybe.
Natalie came off of my life is planned, things are planned, and she said, I'm going to go into this and try to be a different person. I'm trying to make April is that my life is planned, because she's saying, you get married, you go to college, you get married, you pop out kids. These are the things I want. I've got to hurry up and do this. What I was going to say were the difference of someone like Natalie said, I'm hoping to grow from this. I don't think April is hoping to grow.
No. She honestly, it's a toss up between her and Alexis.
They both have no desire to grow.
For the two people who I'd rather watch least.
I'd say there's Alexis isn't very likable to me at all.
Yeah.
April,
she
is. Moments.
She is, but there's this sense of like when they're meeting, she says, you can tell, y'all, there's no communication here. Like either he and it's a lot of it from him, I'm sure. But it seems like she does all the talking. And because as soon as he talks with Ray later on, they're just like,
well,
best besties.
Yes. And you say no communication. And I think what you mean is there is no understanding.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Because the communication I see is her berating him and belittling him.
Yes.
That's what I see. And he's kind of sitting there silent, and it's interesting. You don't realize it, and you kind of realize it, I guess, if you're aware, but you don't realize it until you see Jake kind of light up and become a different person with other people, and you go, oh.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that she irks me, is when you see someone become so different.
Yeah.
And also, she had her strategy with all the men. She's like, I need to go through all this, and I can make my...
She's like planning out. And so I hope that like we have a 180.
Although, I'm not going to have one.
Although this is a little bit of a spoiler alert. April does say it's a total 360, and I was like, then you're in the
same
place.
I'm going to hate her.
As soon as she said that, I went, well, Jake's not going to like her.
I didn't for a moment one, so if that makes any better. Jake is gorgeous.
He's very
handsome. He's the hottest guy on the show for me.
I think Randall might be to
See,
me.
See, I couldn't.
His eyes are just so pretty. His eyelashes are so long.
Randall can go either way for me.
Ooh, when he's in there in that testimonial, he's in that turtleneck. Ooh.
Anyway, y'all, he was in the military, and he said, I want to travel. I just got out of the military. I want to be financially stable. And again, April says, that line again.
April's just like, she's like, she was ready 4 days ago to be knocked up.
Right.
She is ready to have kids.
So next, let's talk about, this was the couple that I wanted to just come in and say, are you, let's ask one question right now and let's have both of us go our separate ways. This is bad, you guys. And let me tell you why.
You're about Ray and Zay, right?
No, or, Lauren and Nate.
Oh, Lauren and Nate.
So this is, Ray and Zay are problematic for another reason.
Okay.
I feel like they don't know each other at all.
I don't think they do.
And they've been dating for
2.5 years. Everybody's 2 years.
Y'all, they've been dating 2.5 years and they don't know each other at all. And you can already, she has a problem with, she says the first thing, her most
Wait,
important
who are you
thing
talking
is,
about? Lauren and
Ray,
Nate or
sorry,
Ray
I was just, you're talking about Ray and Zay.
Yeah.
But she said, my issue is loyalty. All right, you already have a lot more problems. If that means, and she's like, I'm worried that he's going out and blah, blah, blah. All right, then you probably didn't need to do this show. You need to get counseling.
Well, she's the one that brought him.
Right.
Right. It was Ray that brought him to the ultimatum.
So, but I want to talk about Lauren and Nate. Speaking of problems. So Lauren says, her first words are, I believe in compromise, not sacrifice. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Turns out, she doesn't want kids. He does. He's giving the ultimatum. She's like, I feel awkward around kids. And I wrote, both of them need to run from one another. And because this is, y'all, this is a values thing. This is a complete values thing. And I think that both of them are here. And this is skin crawling for me. Both of them are there with the idea that one will change. And then they will both decide, oh, well, I guess we'll be fine now.
I think, yes, I agree with that. I think that's maybe half of these couples. A lot of times, ironically, the people that make the ultimatum think, this is what's going to change him or her to get them to see my side of things.
But to me,
it's more extreme with them.
Yeah, I think there's a difference because when someone says, I feel like I don't want to have kids, that means I don't want to have kids.
Yes. That seems not negotiable.
And that's not like, oh, I'll spend more quality time with you.
Yeah.
Or I'll start trying to do dishes more.
I agree.
I just don't know where the... So he's hoping she will magically want to become a baby incubator.
Listen, like, I am actually fine with women and men dating, even like on Tinder or whatever, if one of the questions they ask before they even go on a date with someone is, do you want to have children one day? And if the person says no, you go, okay, well, I do. Good luck.
Yeah. Well... And my thing is, gay couples don't, that's the one thing we don't have to probably, and I'm sure that happened, but it's not as prevalent in things when you're dating. In like online dating, I'm saying.
I think when a guy texts you and says, you're 500 feet from me, that's probably what, because I actually disagree. When I was dating, ironically, but again, it shows how you don't know what you want. I wanted kids. So when I was dating before, that was one of the first things.
You bring it up on the first date?
Not usually the first date, but like if I went out like two or three dates with someone, by the third date, I would ask because I wanted to have children. And if they did not want to have children, I was out.
Well, here's the thing,
though. I wouldn't go on another date with them. Now I don't want to have children.
With two men, you've got an infinite amount of time.
Exactly.
So.
But yes.
It's a different, I would ask you not to put that paradigm on it because this is specific with women's biology.
No, I wasn't, but I think the way you made it sound is like with gay people, we don't talk about that. And I think that's not true as well. Some gay people do go in wanting to.
But it's nowhere as prevalent.
Because women have the biological clock.
Right.
So, yes.
Right. And Nate is the oldest, you guys. And her thing is he works all the time, so I'd have to raise the kid. Again, that is communication. This all could have been maybe have a nice sit-down dinner.
It was interesting. What I heard from her was kind of the reading into the subtext of it for me. I thought, is it that she doesn't want to have kids or is it that she doesn't feel supported by him in life?
Right. It's very true.
Because if you're going to have kids with someone, you need to feel like there's an equal partnership in this and that you're not going to be doing this yourself.
And she was almost... If she
feels that way about kids, then how does she feel about other aspects of the relationship as well? Is she always on her own?
And to me, she was using that almost as a way to stymie him. Or inflict something on him, saying, nope, this is never going to happen. But I know you still love me.
It almost seems like he has control in the relationship. And that's the one way she can get control back.
Yes.
Is to say,
I agree with you.
I'm the one that has to pop out the kids. Yes. So I'm going to say no.
Right. But I'm saying this was the relationship where you guys, I was like, you both need to walk away.
I also think Lauren has not yet gone to a spring break in Puerto Vallarta, and that's still on her list. Whereas Nate wants to...
Madeline, too.
Whereas Nate really wants to meet with someone and talk about their 401k.
Yeah, no, you're totally... Like
They're just on different planets.
He feels like he's 40, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about Ray and Zay, which feels like a joke name.
There's not too much... There's more in the second half, so we're going to take a commercial in a second. But because that's where you learn more about Ray and Zay. We don't get
in the
a lot
second
of,
one?
Well, when they're having their nights.
Oh, yeah.
And not the second episode, the first episode, because we still have to take a commercial break.
Okay, let's do it.
So, all right. Well, y'all, we're going to take a break right now for people that are on the free feed. Just so you remember, the show, the first two episodes are going to go on our free feed, y'all. And then the rest is going to go on the $5, behind the $5 wall on our Patreon and Supercast. So we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze.
is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
We haven't said that they've been having these last nights before they will. You know,
well, they all met each other.
Have lots of group sex with everybody.
Yeah, they met each other in a group setting and all that. And then, so
not
they,
group sex, they'll just date one another and
yes.
choose one.
So this, but tonight, though, they kind of all have their own little respective dinners. And this is the last night as a couple. So, because they all met each other and were milling around. And we should say that Madeline already said, yeah, I'm into Randall. So.
Yeah, without missing a beat. She walked in the room. Although I would have done the same thing, both to Randall and probably to Jake.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So they go on the little, they do their little dinner things, and the first one we see that really of them is, I thought it was interesting, like, to give you context with April and Jake, y'all. She said, which is true, it's weird. It's like, he doesn't want to get married, but he bought her a car.
Yeah.
That is a very adult marriage. Like, I don't know if I would, I don't know if I would buy my own, well, maybe now, but we've been together for 8 years, but would you buy someone you were in a 2.5
this
relationship
is,
with
this
a
is
car?
This is a values thing. This is a values thing of what relationship, what money means to you. And she obviously is like, and he bought me like an SUV. And I'm like supposed to say, well, their kid's supposed to be here.
She's like, that's why we bought the SUV. So there can be kids. She's like, I'm driving around this big ass SUV and I don't have kids in them. And she's like, I want it now.
Which is a weird thing to say. I'm driving an SUV. There should be kids in here.
Exactly. Exactly.
I used to drive a RAV4. I didn't say there should be kids in here. There were lots of men.
There were lots and lots of men. But she kind of ends the dinner, and he's like, you know, he says, I love you 100%. She said, that's great. She's like, I'm hurt that you're not ready, and I'm just telling you, if you don't have clarity by the end of this, I'm done.
And that's what I'm saying. That's weaponizing. And that if you don't do this, I'm gone.
I think also, too, maybe it's, you know, they almost, I think they even talked about, they almost got eloped before he was sent off.
Right.
Because he served in the
military.
Which
is a common thing.
So I will say, though, I understood her more after this dinner, and I went, okay, you're not just like this type A person that wants to plan. I mean, maybe you are. It's not, though, just, I saw her more kind of, had more dimension to her because you're not just this type A person that wants to get married and everything really quickly. You've gone through a lot of being, as they say, and I agree with, it's the family that serves.
Yeah.
So he left. She's probably not only waiting for him, but taking care of some household things for him. Like doing these things that a wife would do.
No, I
he
totally
bought her
agree.
A car. They almost got eloped. I kind of in her situation would be like, dude, what's your deal? What's your damage? Why can't you just get married when we've almost done this already before? To me, that would make me get in my head and think, what changed? Do you love me less?
Right. Well, I would say then communicate. His concerns are, I want to travel. I just got out of the military. I haven't been anywhere. I want to be financially stable.
He put his life on hold to serve.
Yeah, so my thing is, and a lot of times what happens in the military, you guys, yes, you get an education, but you do come out, you get an education about life. A lot of times you're still waiting for your life to start.
Yeah.
So.
Because if he went in, we don't know when he went in, but let's say he served for, people usually serve for 4 years, right?
4 to 6 years.
So if he went in, he's like 18, he's going to get out at, you know, he's 26 now. So maybe he went to college before. We don't know. But it doesn't seem like Jake has, he seems kind of new to the world.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying, when he's saying those things, she immediately discounts them and doesn't listen to them.
Agree.
So, and what I was saying, if she would have even said, he got out of the military, and she would have said, let's even talk about the things you want to do before we get married. And he's like, what if, she's like, well, let's plan travel. And if he was still reticent, then I would take issue.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like she's wanting to entertain any of that. She wants kids now.
No.
23.
I think she feels like she's the one that made a sacrifice.
Yeah. It also feels there's an insecurity of, if I wait much longer, he's going to find something else.
See, that's what I think more than any of this. This is all, the core of it is, you don't love me.
You don't love me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you won't marry me, that means you don't love me.
Which, that's a valid concern. If I was with someone for several years and I said I wanted to get...
See, for me, that isn't...
Maybe
that,
not 2 years. If I was with somebody for like 6 or 7 years and I said, hey, I want to get married. Now, it just depends on the reason. If they said, hey, I just don't believe in marriage. That's not my thing. And then I would go, okay. But if they've told me this whole time, I believe in marriage, I want to do marriage. And then I'm like, but we've been together 5 years and you don't want to get married? You tell me you believe in this institution, but you don't want to get married to me?
Right.
And we almost eloped. It's, you're so right, though. I think if she just, like, she doesn't validate any of his fears. She just wants him to solve hers.
Well, you can tell, y'all, as soon as he's with Ray, who has her own issues, they become two different people.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
But also, it's interesting. It's also, though, I'll be interested to see how, if they're still two different people 4 weeks from now, because first impressions are usually our best impression.
Yeah. No, you're right. But no, she has to be a certain, she knows, Ray and Zay, let's talk about them. Ray believes she has to be a certain way with Zay because he's trying, it's weird. Let's talk about these two.
She's type A. She's like, she's saying, I got it planned out all too. She said, I graduated.
She's 24.
Yeah, I graduated. You get married. You go to a honeymoon in Cancun. Basic.
She says, I can cook and clean and I know how to fuck.
That makes two of us, Ray.
I can do two of those things. So. She says, this is really interesting. And this, you can tell, this is, she's calling the ultimatum. There is animosity here between these two. Because she said, I might just find someone who's the exact opposite of you. That's baiting him.
Oh, yeah, she is. And, you know, Zay...
He's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, he said, why? And she's like, maybe to see kind of if the grass is greener. And he said...
That doesn't make any sense.
And Zay said, but the experience is to find someone to marry.
Right.
Whether it's you or someone else. And she's... Gives the whole, well, if he's not ready, I'm moving on. And
it's cognitive dissonance for her.
It is. Because they're, again, y'all, he's 25. He said, you graduated. I still have.
I'm still in school.
It's interesting how they have this conversation at dinner and he said things like, I would hate to lose you. And then he kind of just says, I want to know how you feel about me. And she's unable to answer it.
And he said, you're super closed off. And Ray said, I'm afraid of being hurt. And you've been together for 2.5 years.
I know. It was interesting.
Fuck.
They're actually the most interesting couple to me, I think, so far, because they shift that whole dynamic of the woman is emotional and talks about feelings and the guy doesn't. And I love that they've kind of flipped this on its head, whereas Zay is like, I want to have a deep conversation with you. I want to know how, like, I want to know your feelings. I want you to know my feelings. And Ray can't even touch it. She, like, Coley just like puts her head down and she's just sitting there and he's saying, I can talk about this, but you can't. So it's interesting yet.
I can show you better than I can tell you. And y'all, the first thing she does is goes and starts making out with him and touching him.
So, but she wants to get married and he does it. So the same thing comes to me. It's not that he doesn't want to get married. He doesn't know if you love him enough for him to marry you.
And even
it's all about the trust.
Even more than that, it's almost like you're getting married so you don't have to talk about your feelings.
For Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas Zay.
That's fucked up.
So it's interesting to me that she's the one making the ultimatum, whereas Zay is the one who's looking more realistically and authentically about what
and
marriage is.
And he's like, I don't know why we're here.
Yes. He's like, where he's the one that kind of like, it's not me.
Right.
I don't think I would marry someone who can't open up to me about their emotions at all. They don't have to be perfect.
Full stop. What are you doing here?
That's like 101 of being married. You want to have somebody that can be vulnerable with you.
I got to say, not that I think.
She needs some Brene Brown.
Not that I thought that there's people actively lying. I wonder if they were together consistently 2.5 years, or this feels newer than 2.5 years.
It does seem weird that they were together for
that
long.
This feels fraudacity.
Like you said, it feels like they don't know one another.
Yeah. Out of everybody.
Yeah.
It feels like.
That's why they're so interested, because if they are together, I'm just like, y'all come.
There's
y'all
a big disconnect.
They perplex me.
Yeah. That's why my instinct said 2.5 years, there's fraudacity here. Was it consistently 2.5 years? Did you break up? Did you get back together? Or maybe it's one of those relationships where they just don't talk and they just go fuck.
Even when the producer says, speak about what you love about Zay, and Ray says, can we move on to another question? That's without even him in the room. And he says, and Zay
Lord,
even says,
Jesus Lord.
And so it's weird because it feels like maybe she looks at it as like, he's this like beautiful man that's a prize. And a trophy? Because he even says, you're more stressed about me being with someone else, but you can't communicate how you feel to me. That's fucked up. So it's
yeah,
like, she
yeah.
just wants, it would make me feel, if I was Zay, that it's just about the ring and the wedding and all the hoo-ha and all the pomp and circumcision and all that.
Pomp and circumstance.
Whatever. And not even about marrying the person.
100%. Let's get on to they're leaving each other the next morning, and the last morning together.
Yeah, it's the final morning.
And just
I will say, who was it though when they were talking? There was like, it was thundering outside. That was
Colby that? And Madeline, I believe. Or maybe Alexis and Hunter.
No. That was, I think it was it Alexis and Hunter?
I don't know.
It was Lauren and Nate, wasn't it?
I don't remember. That was the night before, though.
I know that, but that's what I'm saying. The night before, then they were talking, and there was a thunder behind them. Like, it was good.
Did you notice Alexis and Hunter? He said I wanted to move in together, and she wanted to get engaged. And she says, "This was so telling." Well, he's getting everything. Yes. He's getting the dishes and everything. What am I getting? You're also getting everything. You just don't have the ring.
Yes.
If the ring is all you want, you're pretty goddamn superficial.
Well, but women are being conditioned. You don't mean a thing if it ain't got that ring.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, so that's what.
Who says that these days?
I think more people than
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just an out-of-touch gay man who doesn't want to get married.
No, I think you live in... I think you live in a big city like Los Angeles where women are around other women that are a little more...
Yeah.
They get the permission to be free thinking.
Yeah.
They get the permission to not want to get married at all.
But I feel like this is... I feel like these people live in cities, right?
We don't know that. And I would be surprised if some of them all. But I think... I think more women than not are still kind of imprisoning themselves with that idea.
Later on, Colby and Madeline, Colby says, this is really interesting. He says, I want you to get the most out of this experience. In other words, he's saying, I want you to go have as much fun because I know that you feel like you're missing out if you get married to me. So I want you to have this last hurrah.
And remember, he put the ultimatum down.
Right. Do you think that's enough for her? Because I just don't feel... I don't feel like she's in love with him.
I don't think Madeline lets people know
maybe
how
that's
she
it.
Feels.
Yeah.
I think Madeline, whoever she ends up being with, she's going to give good first game. she's going to give good first impression, and then she's going to start backing away.
Yeah. She said the only thing scarier than losing you is marrying you. No, that chilled my blood.
Then why no, it's the same thing of like, I mean, this
but
was...
But no, you're afraid of losing, but...
It's still, and I think that's what, maybe this part of is perspective. Nick Lachey says that actually, but maybe it's a perspective because when you're with someone for 2 years, it is long enough that you get nervous about starting over.
Yeah.
Because
I would, but he's 26 years old.
I know.
But the other thing is, he was the one who said, you know, I think with Al, he's like, it'll hurt really terribly to lose her, and I don't know if I'm ready for that. He's like, but this will make me want to. It's almost like a lot of the men are saying, who are offering the ultimatum, saying, now if I this will be a comfort to me because then I could move on.
Yes.
And a lot of the women are using this as last chance.
Yeah.
It's much more like you're under the gun.
Yeah.
And that's a horribly 50s/60s way to think about it, I feel like. Maybe that's more common than I know.
Maybe.
I can tell you right now, someone like me, that would not work, you guys.
I think, though, I don't know. I think you're putting it that, especially that women in our country are allowed to be more progressive than we are. Maybe just because I've been in Oklahoma for like a year and saw that perspective. I just think it's more prevalent than, and what's happening now.
Well, let me tell you this. You don't, you guys, you can choose. You can take all this that's your inheritance. You don't have to make it your reality.
I know. I agree. That's just hard whenever there's not, you don't see that in anybody else in your community.
You have access to television where things happen.
Yes, which is helpful. Yeah. Which is helpful. But I'm just saying it's very different than when you see somebody on TV. Oh, that's just somebody on TV. Whereas everybody in your church, everybody in your school, everybody in your social spectrum is...
I get that. I feel like I still feel that everyone's more cosmopolitan, though.
On this show.
Yeah.
Yes. It feels that, yeah.
It feels like we did this in the early 90s. Like this show almost belongs there.
Well, they've got 1 week until the choice. They kind of all go up and meet each other.
The choice.
That day. And they're all kind of talking to everybody. And like April and Zay are having a conversation. I mean,
I don't want to talk about all these little conversations. I want to talk about the big ones.
I was about to say, they're all having these kind of little conversations.
Yeah.
The first one that probably, that I would say...
Alexis is really into Colby.
Would stand out would be Alexis and Colby. Yeah. That's who.
And they're both in sales.
They are.
And Alexis says, marrying for me is much more about it's a financial decision. And, you know, if Hunter didn't make enough money, I probably wouldn't be with him. At least she's honest.
Yeah, she said, if he wasn't making that much, I would walk away. And she comes on really, really strong. And Colby basically, he says in his testimonial, he says, I don't think I'm the man that can fulfill all of her needs.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
It's a nice way to say it.
And, I mean, he basically says, hey... Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And he tells her, like, it's not going to happen. And she is like...
And, well, here's why. He doesn't say it's not going to happen. He says, when she asked him at the night out, and he's like, so what did you think when I said that I liked you the most? Because I thought we had a really good conversation. She asked him what he thought. And she's like, and he's like, yeah, I don't really see us being together. And she's like, oh, my God, I was just nexted.
And she's like, that's really hard.
You
went off that just from today. And I was like, yes. And you go, whoa. She probably does this to Hunter all the time. She says, what are you thinking? And then he tells her what he's thinking. And then she completely berates him and makes herself the victim.
You asked him. And then just imagine, flip the genders here. And if a man had said, you don't even know me yet.
Yeah, and she...
What would we have said? Look at this asshole.
She completely freaks out. She's like, this is bullshit. That was bullshit. And she is like...
Wow.
She even goes up to... Who's Colby's other? I'm already getting who Colby's with.
Madeline he's with, but he's looking at April.
But she even starts going and shit-talking him. Yep. Like, she's just... Bless her heart. That is one thing, too, that's weird about this show.
Colby and April, she's like, oh, my God, I think you're my favorite so far. Give me a hug.
That's the thing is this show, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah. Colby actually even says, though, even with April, he's like, yeah, I don't feel I found my, I haven't found my spark yet.
But, I mean, there's six couples.
Yep.
So, it's like, basically, you have... five other people to potentially date.
They need to for season two. They need to do a more Love is Blind, Temptation Island thing and bring a lot more people in.
The thing is, if they bring a lot more people in, then I guess what they were, that's too many people to follow throughout the show. So that's where the show kind of
No. You don't follow them. You only follow people you couple up with.
I know, but then that means then the experiment doesn't work because then that means potentially. They would only have to follow people that both couples couple up with someone else. So everybody, so then when they come out of it, it's couples that went through something. Whereas let's say you're couple A and then there's couple B, but only one person from couple A ends up going and staying with someone. And
but then it's an artificial experience, artificial experiment, because that wouldn't happen in real life. You wouldn't be coupled up with another person from another couple.
But that's why this is not real life. And this is why there's
but you could even...
I know, I'm pointing out the problem of the show.
But you could almost argue that Love is Blind, you could facilitate that in the real world.
No, Love is Blind is easier. Love is Blind is a simpler concept.
Ever facilitate this.
No.
Yeah. So Colby is also talking to Lauren, which may be the best match for him. And then this was the strangest thing, you guys. And that's why I think you were right about when she was talking about he was like, yeah, I think, you know, this thing about kids and because he's like, I'm a family man. She's like, I think it's 75% the parenting I'm scared of. And so interestingly enough, he just talked to her about because he's a salesman. So it was really easy. He talked to her. He literally had a little bit of sharing and vulnerability, got to know her that guess what? It's much more. She's like, it's so good to hear someone taking my side. And he's like, I can tell she wants to have kids, but maybe the guy works too much. And I'm like, that's all it took. So maybe she wasn't so sold on not having children.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe that was just something she said.
I'm not a fan of Nate. Because Lauren's originally with.
Nate's with Lauren.
No, yeah. And so,
I don't know him. I have not seen him this episode.
Especially from the second, I'm like, yeah, honey.
I'm going to tell you like you tell me. Don't talk about the episodes.
No,
that
but I'm
watch.
Just saying that we're from Nate. It's like we're starting to see this now, though. Is that I don't have any evidence, so it's not a spoiler or anything at all. But when I saw this the first episode, I went, this isn't about the kid thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's just we're going to find this out more and more.
Well, I'm saying from now on, when I bring up If I Watch Later On, you're not allowed to say anything.
That's granted. Happy to. Happy.
So you chastise me about it normally.
That's true. Well, you say specific things. And then in the second episode, when he jumps off the building, and I go, what?
It's the same thing to me. It's the same thing. So later on, the big... love connection that happens, y'all, is Ray and Jake. And they're just chatting like...
We don't need to go over the whole conversation, but it's one of those...
But they're both a mama's boy.
You're a mama's boy? Oh my God, I'm a mama's boy.
They're both kind of Italian / Creole. He's West African and Italian.
And black, like they're
mixed
race.
That's with a huge dick.
He does. They both talk about parenting. They want to parent the same way.
I don't want to be 50 or 60 and have my life be over.
They don't want to be rich.
Every time they say that, it makes me sick.
They don't want to be rich. They just want to live a minimal lifestyle. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Everybody says that when you're in your 20s because you don't realize by the time you're in your 40s, you want a dishwasher and a laundry. And you want a dishwasher and a washer and dryer.
That's when they're talking about the most important things is Ray says, loyalty. I need peace of mind.
Yeah.
That is, it's interesting because she's inferring that she does not trust Zay.
Yeah.
Either he's going out and she's worrying about what he's doing, whether she's being faithful. That's a whole other problem
I don't want to say he's a cheater. We don't know that about him.
That's like, not what I said.
I know, but you didn't follow that up with either. You said either he's da-da-da, and then you didn't say a second thing, or he's da-da-da.
Well, here's what could you assume when she says loyalty?
Yeah, and that, I don't know. I don't know if that's about Zay, or we don't know her past relationships, or like,
well,
so.
Well, that's what she said. He asked. And Jake asked, he's like, is there some problem with that? She's like, I don't want to say.
So, okay, then I guess we're not going to know. But
right.
I think that's going to come out later.
But I'm saying things don't happen accidentally.
No, yeah. But that's why they're fascinating, because I'm like, you're not adding up to me. Because you try to act like you're going to be fine, but yet, maybe he did cheat on you,
but maybe
he cheated on you because, not to give him an excuse, but meaning like, did he cheat on you because you never emotionally opened
up
to him?
Or he hasn't cheated at all, and it's all in her brain.
I don't know with her.
But I'm saying either one of them is toxic. Either one of them is poisonous.
And it's weird to me. We always put our best selves together, but it's like more than anyone. And I think this is not in a good way. Ray is two completely different people.
Yeah.
When she's with Zay, she's another person. So that makes me not trust her. And sometimes it's that whole thing of you spot it, you got it. Like, is she not trustworthy?
Yeah.
Because she's a totally different person with Jake.
And y'all, last bit is they're having fun on that night out. And she's like, oh, I'm embracing this a little bit more. And I wrote down, April, you fucked up. Because Jace, y'all, she is jealous. She is so jealous of watching girl and her
That's
guy.
That's the cringe moments of this show.
And in
a
way,
you kind of can't turn your head away
from.
In
a way, I understand it. But in another, to me, if I was the one who had called the ultimatum, my pride would not let me do that. Does that make sense?
If you call the ultimatum,
if I said I'm gonna go and
you wouldn't date someone else, or you wouldn't?
No, my pride would not let me be caught staring at the other man and go into the same booth with him.
Yeah,
I would let him do everything he wanted. I wouldn't look at him for those 3 weeks.
That you do like a mar. You wait like a dog on that front porch
but
the end of the summer
but
day.
Think
and
about
then
it.
Biting.
But no, that's violence. I wouldn't be getting back at them. I'm saying my pride.
Wait. So you're telling me that Poodle Anthony, son of Mother Poodle, if you gave someone an ultimatum and you saw them date and flirt with someone for 2 weeks, wouldn't get revenge?
If I called it, no, you're talking about two different things. You're talking about revenge way down the road. I'm saying if I would never let people see me sweat.
No.
If I had called the ultimatum.
No, I wouldn't either. Yeah.
Because that is sending a message that I'm even more insecure about why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you just answered why she was so
showing
herself. Because she's that insecure.
God.
But that's where, like, that's the part of
the show. And they're sitting on
the
same side of the booth, which don't get me started.
I mean, they all agree to it, but I'm like, that's the part of this show where I'm like, that's just, it feels cruel to me.
It does.
No way I could do it. No way.
No, I would, to me, this is the last resort. And it seems like a terrible game to play with your partner.
See, to me, this,
it's worse than Temptation Island, much
it
worse.
It does seem a terrible game. And to me, this isn't the last resort. To me, it's if you decided to go on the show, you're already done.
Yeah, I agree.
No way.
Yeah.
No way I could do this. Somebody dated someone in front of me, I couldn't marry you.
But in a way, I think it's a healthy thing saying we're taking a break I can kind of understand that.
But I guess we'll see. We've only seen the first episode or two, and they haven't coupled up yet because we haven't seen the break yet. Right now, it's like you're not taking a break because you're still seeing it.
Yep.
But we're assuming they're going to be, we don't know yet because we haven't watched it yet. They're going to be isolated into like pods.
I don't know. You've never watched Temptation Island, have you? Because this happened on Tips. This happens where the people are generally trying to have a good time with all these other single
people.
And
then their exes come, yeah.
Yeah, but you can see them say, you know what, I'm gonna actually enjoy this time. We don't see that with people like April.
But also, too, I've seen like maybe 10 minutes of that show, but I'm imagining, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Temptation Island doesn't take itself so seriously, I imagine.
It doesn't.
Show. This show calls it the experiment, and it puts all these, like...
Actually, you know what it does? It does, it's talking about whether you're ready to make the final, so it kind of does. It's still fun, though.
It does. Is it as high stakes as this? I'm not questioning to get an answer.
Yes.
I'm genuinely curious.
Yes, but it's trashier because the people are...
Because they all want to be reality stars?
They do kind of hook up, or you see the singles kind of date them.
So the real question is, Poodle, are you a Temptation Island, or are you...
I would be one of the people trying to break people up.
No, which show are you? Are you the ultimatum?
I'm Temptation Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now I understand the show.
Yeah.
All right.
But but what I'm saying is, if I was the person who brought someone, so I'm saying, I'm doing this.
No, I would never let them see me
sweat. I'm doing this for us. And watch, thank you for doing this experiment for me. I'm going to have fun. I would have the best fucking time. And poor Shanique is just craning her neck into a crick, staring at Randall. Does it get worse in episode
she
two?
Is. I haven't seen it. I wouldn't know.
Oh, I hate you. That's it. That's the
show.
All
right, everybody. If you're into this, you can watch the second episode. We are going to cover that on our free feed. And then the rest of episodes, I think there's...
How many are there?
Oh, God.
I think there's...
10, 9, 8, 20. There are 10 episodes. So episodes 1 through 8 have been dropped. And then episode 9 and then episode 10 is the reunion. So
what is episode 9? The big reveal, the answer?
Well, it looks like, yeah, it looks
the
like...
The beheading?
It looks like...
Do they behead one of them?
Yes, they do.
I'd watch that.
That's what they do.
Could it be Alexis?
Yes. Episode 2 is the choice, and I did see it. But then 3 is when they switch, and then it looks like... Because we got to remember, y'all, they switch, and then episode 3 is when they're all doing their thing, 3, 4, 5, and then episode 6, they go back and live with the person with their original spouse.
The renewal.
And so they live with them again for 3 weeks.
The revisiting.
So 6, 7, and 8 are them living together again and processing all of what, and that will be good. That'll be interesting. And then 9, I guess, is when they choose.
Then there's a ritual murder.
That'll be available April 13th. So, which is, what, is that tomorrow? Tomorrow! God, we're behind. All right, everybody.
So there's no public flogging or shaming.
No, there's not.
Okay. Oh, well.
All right, everybody. That's the ultimatum. You can go to Reality Gaze.
No stocks.
Yeah, go to realitygaze.com. We don't have a sign-off for this show. We didn't even think about it.
We don't even have a theme song after doing this. It'll be
Ultimate Toon Toon. I don't know what it would be. I'm not gonna.
What
like
will
this.
It be? Mary. Turn in next week when we say, is it Mary? Or move on.
Actually, I don't hate that.
Will
like
it be
that.
Mary or move on?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but
That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.